It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The police officer who was among the victims of the shooting at a grocery store in Boulder last week was remembered yesterday, CPR's Natalia Navarro reports, on the funeral for Officer Eric Talley.
Officer Talley was the first officer to arrive at the King Supers. Mourners filled the front of the Cathedral Basilica of the Immaculate Conception on Monday. Around 1,600 people watched a live stream. Father James Jackson spoke during the High Requiem Mass, which was one of Talley's favorites.
We are here today to thank God the Father for having created Eric Talley. What a creation he was. He was a good man, an honorable and faithful father, a faithful husband, a son, a friend, a faithful and heroic officer of the law.
Talley leaves behind a wife and 7 children. He was 51 years old. A public memorial is planned for today. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Boulder city offices and facilities are closed today to honor the victims of last week's shooting. A well-known skier from Aspen has died in a helicopter crash in Alaska. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says Greg Harms was one of 5 people killed in a skiing trip outside of Anchorage.
Harms, who is 52, was one of the founders of an Alaskan helicopter skiing company and guided skiers all over the world.
He worked in what I call the business of fun.
Chris Davenport is a professional skier and guide who knew Harms for more than 20 years. He says losing him is hard on Colorado's backcountry skiing community, which has already had a deadly year due to avalanches. He adds that Harms' death also leaves a real hole in the heliskiing industry.
The word legend is easy to use. He literally was a legend.
In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Elitch Gardens will open this year. The amusement park in Denver was approved by city and state officials to open for the season with health and safety rules in place. The park opens May 1st, and visitors must have reservations. Elitch Gardens will operate at 18% capacity. That's about 3,500 people in the park at a time. Around Denver today, there is more snow ahead. Temperatures staying cool, highs close to 40, and then a sunny and warmer Wednesday tomorrow for Metro Denver and much of Colorado. This is CPR News.